Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Happy Sunday!
Thanks, Mindy, but I think today is actually Friday.
Yeah, of course it's Friday, but it's also Sunday.
Wait, how can a Friday be a Sunday?
Oh, are you two talking about Sundays?
Well, yeah, we are, but...
I love Sundays! The ice creams, the sauces, the syrups, the sprinkles!
Dennis, no, we're not talking about ice cream Sundays.
Yeah, Dennis, we're talking about the days of the week.
Oh.
And the weather.
Yeah, and the weather. Wait, what does the weather have to do with this?
Everything, Guy Raz. Did you think I was talking about Sunday the day this whole time?
Yes, of course.
Oh, no, no, no. I've been saying Sunday, like a day when the sun is shining. Today is Friday, but it's sunny right now, so today is also a Sunday.
Well, couldn't you have just said it's a sunny day?
I mean, I guess, but Sunday sounds better.
I prefer Sundays, too. The whipped cream, the marshmallows, the crystal tulip sundae glasses.
Dennis!
Okay, fine. Enough with the homophone hijinks. Polices, everyone! Polices! You there! Toilet the rolls! And you! Sun the glasses! And Reggie! Mac the cheese! We're going live in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's favorite game show, it's...
Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is... the sun! Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it! Wowzers, in each of our 3 rounds today, Guy Raz and I will present you with 3 scientific statements about the sun. But... and this is a big but... only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up what?
And in each round, if you guess correctly, congratulations, you win a point.
But if you guess incorrectly, you must stop, drop, and do a redonkulous physical challenge.
Woo-hoo! Okay, everyone ready to start the game? Great, let's go. Round one. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow? Is it A, if you were to travel to the sun, it would take you 300,000 years?
Or is it B, the sun is so far away from Neptune that even though Neptune was discovered in 1846, it only made its first rotation around the sun since that discovery in 2011?
Or is it C, the sun is the biggest star in the universe?
When you think you have the answer, curl up like an armadillo. Psst, Reggie, cue the thinking music.
Psst, time is up. Let's now reveal the winning wow.
And to do just that, joining us by phone, it's Aria from Pennsylvania. Aria, tell us, what's the winning wow?
Hi, my wow in the world is that Neptune was discovered in 1846 and didn't complete its orbit around the sun until 2011.
Winner, winner, Neptune for dinner!
Thank you, Aria. Contestants, if you guessed the answer B, that Neptune was discovered in 1846 and it only made its first rotation around the sun since the discovery in 2011, well, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, wowzers.
Talk about a long trip. It takes 165 Earth years for Neptune to make a trip around the sun. And considering the fact that Neptune is 2.7 billion miles away from the sun, that doesn't sound too bad. Now, if you did not get the answer correct, you must stop, drop, and do your best Dennis impersonation.
No one can impersonate me! I'm one in a million! Okay, that was pretty good, Reggie. I do say that a lot.
I love your confidence, Dennis. Okay, time for round two. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow? Is it A, the sun's average temperature is 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit?
Or is it B, most sunscreens contain trace amounts of chocolate?
Or is it C, to help prevent sunburns, giraffes have black and purple tongues?
When you think you have the correct answer, give your brain a freeze.
How do you do that?
Oh, you just eat a pint of ice cream in 30 seconds.
What?
Or so I hear. I definitely have never tried that, and if I had, I would have only taken me 23 seconds. Hey, Reg, cue the thinking music.
And now it's time to reveal the winning wow. And joining us from Illinois, it's Elmer.
Elmer, tell us, what's the wow?
Hi, my name is Guy Raz. My wow in the world is that giraffe's tongue is shades of purple, blue, and black, which prevents it from getting sunburned.
Winner, winner, sunburns for dinner!
Thank you, Elmer. Contestants, if you guessed the answer C, that to help prevent sunburns, giraffes have black and purple tongues, you found the winning wow. Congratulations!
It turns out that giraffe tongues have a high density of dark melanin color pigment, which helps prevent sunburns.
Scientists' leading theory as to why this helps prevent sunburns is that melanin has extra UV ray protection.
Wait, hold on! Did you say extra UV ray protection?
Uh-huh.
So does it, like, keep the discs from getting all scratched up, or what?
What?
Dennis, I believe you're talking about a Blu-ray player.
Oh.
UV rays are the light waves produced by the sun.
Oh, right. Sorry. Continue.
Dennis!
Okay, where were we? Ah, yes. Melanin has extra UV ray protection.
Right, and if you did not get this answer correct, you must stop, drop, and sing the song Pocket Man.
Pocket Man? I don't think I've heard that one.
Oh, yeah, you have, Guy Raz. It's the one that goes, I'm a pocket man, holding all my stuff out here alone.
Oh, boy.
And now for the final round, round three. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow? Is it A, when you look at the sun, you see the future?
Or is it B, solar-powered panels do not work when it's raining?
Or is it C, the sun is so big, a million Earths could fit in it? When you think you have the correct answer, blink as fast as you can.
And we'll reveal the winning answer right after the break.
Today's round of Two What's in a Wow is brought to you in part by HAARP, the world's first and only association for elderly hamsters. Is your hamster wheel just not spinning as fast as it used to? HAARP has a variety of services that can meet your geriatric gerbil needs. Give them a call today at 555-GRAMMY-HAMMY.
We'll be back with more to What's in a Wow after this quick break.
To What's in a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Two What's in a Wow.
Two What's in a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the what?
Now, before the break, we left you with a dangling question for round three.
The question was, which of the following statements is a true wow about the sun? Was it A, when you look at the sun, you see the future?
Or was it B, solar power panels do not work when it's raining?
Or was it C, the sun is so big, a million Earths could fit inside of it?
Well, we've given you time to decide on the correct answer, and to reveal that winning wow, please welcome, by phone, Caroline from Mississippi.
Caroline, tell us, what's the winning wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My wow is that a million Earths could fit in the sun.
Winner, winner, a million Earths for dinner.
Thank you, Caroline. Woo! Contestants, if you guessed the answer C, that the sun is so big, a million Earths can fit into the sun, you found the winning wow. Congratulations.
That's right, Guy Raz. Imagine the sun is like one giant gumball machine. You could fit nearly 1.3 million Earth gumballs inside to fill up a gum-sized gumball machine.
That's a lot of gumballs, Mindy.
Now, if you did not get the answer correct, you must stop, drop, and pat your tummy and rub your head. Or is it rub your tummy and pat your head? Yeah, you know what to do.
What was that?
Oh, Guy Raz, that sound can mean only one thing.
There's a duck in the studio?
Not this one. It means that it's time for today's Bonker Balls bonus round. And the question for this round is the moving image file pronounced GIF or GIF?
I say GIF.
Nope, it's GIF. Definitely GIF. Reggie, it does not sound like I'm talking about peanut butter.
Well, congratulations to all of our winning contestants on today's show. Mindy, what's the prize?
Guy Raz, today's winning wowzers will all be receiving their very own eye windows.
What are eye windows?
Oh, you should know that, Guy Raz. You wear them every day.
Are you talking about glasses?
No, I'm talking about eye windows. They just look like glasses. Reggie, cue the prize cannon.
No!
Hooray! Eye windows for everyone!
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Dark Shadows.
Before there were clocks, people used shadows to tell what time of the day it was.
We challenge you to cast your own shadow today.
Find a place outside that gets lots of sunlight and visit it 4 to 6 times during the day.
Keep track of where your shadow lands during your outdoor visits. Is it to your right, your left, behind you? Does your shadow move during the day depending on the direction of the sun? Record your findings.
If you want to go above and beyond, you can ask your grown-up to trace your shadow with chalk. but only if you're on some type of sidewalk.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video of your shadows. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World, and again on Friday for a new episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Until then,
keep on wowing. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Ruth Morrison and Anna Zagorski.
Sound production and design is by Marion Lozano, with help from our supervising producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to Steph Sosa, Henry Moskal, Rebecca Caban, Sana Ella Mohammed, and all of the other tinkerers at Tinkercast HQ.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com, where you can become an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Find our Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook and learn about all of our other amazing podcasts from Tinkercast.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
We used to do lamps, but now we better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat!